Good morning. We are holding on Daf Tzadik Dalet, and we'll just go over again the opening to this sugya. You're on Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, where yesterday we found that there were various shitot of what is considered to be a shinui that's kaina. We had also the machloket even of Rabbi Shimon, Alib Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, whether tseva, since it's possible to use sofun, because we have sabun, sofun, but in any event, a bleaching agent that allows you to take out the tseva, whether that's considered to be sufficiently a shinui. So yesterday, we pointed out that there are many different shitot among the Tanaim, legabe shinui, all of whom tend in the direction of seeing that a shinui is less koner, maybe not koner at all, like Beit Shammai. And that was the shita that Abaye explained yesterday, which was about a fifth of the way up, Omer Abaye. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Beit Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Yishmael, all these shitot tend in the direction kulu svirlu shinui bimekomo omed. They all hold that shinui is not kona on some level. It does point. It doesn't mean they literally all hold of each other precisely necessarily. Although there are some who try to make it that according to Abaye, there's some Rishonim who say that Abaye understands the sugya differently. That he holds that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda literally shinui has been bimekomo omed always. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda was the case Hadi Amaran, which was the case of tseva, and he said that that's not considered to be a shinui. Beit Shammai was Beit Shammai that we had earlier, but we'll review it once again. Mahi, Tanya Natan Lachitim Beetznana Vaasan Solet Zetim Vaasan Shemen Anavim Vaasan Yain. So, in a case where someone paid a prostitute with various things, which the Torah asks then subsequently to use, but she changed them. So he gave her actual wheat, and she turned it into the solet to make a mincha. He gave her the olives and she turned it into oil for the mincha. He gave her grapes and she turned it into yayin for the nesachim. So in that case, one brayta says, Tani Chada, it remains osur for the mizbeah, v'tanya yidach mutar. And if you will recall, Rabbi Yosef explained over there that Tani Gurion de Miaspora, that we learned, and the Gurion who comes from the Tana of Asporak explains that the two braytot represent two different shitot, and that according to Beit Shammai, it's osir, even though it was changed in its form. And according to Beit Hillel, it's mutter. My time made of Beit Shammai, why does Beit Shammai say that the shinoi is kene? It's not really shinoi kene, obviously, but it's the equivalent of shinoi kene. In other words, there's a change here in the object which makes it something different. And therefore, the dinim that previously applied of ownership and of suitability for the mizbeah no longer apply. So that's because, since the Torah says, the gam shnehem, why do you need gam? Just say that either of them. So gam shnehem is a ribui. It's coming to be marabe. Even a shinui is also considered to be also the mizbeach. Whereas Beit Shammai says, now wait a minute, then why does it say shnehem? Shnehem means them, they themselves. Otherwise, I know how to count. That Mechir Kelev and Etnan Zonah is two. Thank you. So the point over here is that these in their original state, but not Shinoyehem. Well, Beit Shammai, indeed, how does he understand the meaning of the word Shnehem? Oktiv Hem, Ahumi Boile Hem Velo Velado Tehem. That means not if the, let's say you give something now which has a child. So you gave an animal to her. She can bring the animal's child to the Mizbeach, but of course that's a lot different than saying change in the animal is sufficient, a change in the object is sufficient. Whereas Beit Hillel says, look, it's either it means literally the thing itself, in which case not the Shinui, or it doesn't mean not the Vlad either. So it's Tarte Shamat Mina, Heim Velo Shinui Ehem, Heim Velo Vlato Tehem. It's an absolute, it's either the object itself as given or not. Well, so then what does Beit Hillel do with the Gam? That's true. Gam LeBeit Hillel, as we saw earlier, is indeed Kasha. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is another shita that agrees that Shinui b'mekomo made and doesn't change anything. Mayi. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, Hari shegazal sa'a shel chitim, tachana lasha v'afa'a. Somebody steals now a bushel of wheat, grinds it up, and turns it into a dough and bakes it. V'frish b'mena chala. Now the big tzaddik takes off challah to give to the kohen. I mean, certainly no self-respecting goslin would not take off challah. Ein zeh ketzad mevarech. I ask you, how could a guy like that make a bracha? Ein zeh mevarech ela mina etz. That bracha is called a bracha. That bracha is like a curse. Val zeh ne'emar botzea berach. The guy who steals, he goes ahead now and makes a bracha. Botzea berach. Ni'etz Hashem. It's like all he's doing is getting a Kadosh Baruch Hu angry and not doing a bracha at all. It's like kavayochal, a slap in the face of the Lord. By the way, there's two different gersaot over here, which ends up being a machloket rishonim. If it is ketzad mevarech, then it says the Rambam paskins, you don't mevarech. If you leave out the ketzad mevarech and you say ein ze mevarech ala menayetz, it means you do be mevarech, except don't think you get any credit for it. So in other words, the issue would be, are you chayev to be mevarech on an ism? Nonetheless, that's a machlokas Rambam and the Rosh. But it comes down to two gersaot over here. And we're going to get to that later. That's a different issue. We'll discuss soon. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mayi. Abaye ought to mention that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is one of the Tanaim who follows the general shita that Shinoi is not Kaina Mayi. Tatanya. Kalal ze amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Kol shevach shishbiach gazlan yado ala elyona. If a gazlan makes things better, then it's up to him to choose how to handle that. Ratzon otel shevacho. If he wishes, he could take the shevach and just pay kishat ha-gzela. If he wishes, ratza omer la-reish ha-chalafanech, he can return the object. What are you talking about? I mean, if ha-reish ha-chalafanech is what you say when something is worth less, not what you say when something is worth more. It's ha-reish ha-chalafanech, my karma. Omer of shesh is not, what it means is a change. That's what he's saying. Hoki karma. Hishbicha. If indeed, ko shevach is mashbiyah, no tel shvacho, he keeps it for himself. Kachash, but if he made it worth less, then he can say Aresha Chalafanecha, because even though it's changed, Shinui b'mekomo omeid. Understand, if Shinui b'mekomo omeid, so then even if he made it better also, Shinui b'mekomo omeid. So what are you telling me, he can keep it? Yochi, afil ishbi agnami. No, that's true, but that's a special takana. That's b'nei takanat ha-shavim. So in order to make it easier for people to do teshuvah, so we say if they're going to end up losing a lot by returning it, so we tell them, if you want to, you can pay kishat ha-gzela. Okay, so apparently now, this is yet another shita, as Rav Sheshes has explained it, that what Rav Shimon ben Elazar is saying is, you can say, ha-reisha ha-lefanecha, because you haven't been kaina et. Why? Shita mi-bekaima ime. Rabbi Yishmael also was mentioned by Abai as yet another shita, that holds shita mi-bekoma omeid. Mayi, Titania, mitzvat pe'ala frish b'nakama. The mitzvah l'chatchila of pe'ah is you're supposed to leave the corner of your field with the grain growing while it's attached to the ground. Suppose you didn't do that. Lo yifrish bin akama, the tractor pulled up everything. So then still, mafrish bin ha'omarim, you should still let the aniyim come in and take that part that is now put into a pile, a sheaf, let them take the sheaf. Lo yifrish bin ha'omarim, mafrish bin ha'kri, you pass that stage and now you already have the grain piled up. Fine, take the payah from the kri. But that's only take the payah from the kri ad shalom mircho. That's before you did the last step of the mericha, smoothing it down, which is mechayev you in maaser. Once it's mechayev you in maaser, you don't give the payah any longer without first taking off maaser. As long as originally it was being taken from the grain before it became chayev in maaser, so then the ani is never going to have to take maaser. He was zochem in a hefker, and even if he adds a lot of it together, makes his own kri, it won't be chayev. But once it became chayev, you'll have to first maaser and then notain lo. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amru, why stop there, says Rabbi Yishmael. Af mafrishim in ha'yisavin notain lo. I don't care if you turn this into dough. You still are going to have to go ahead and pay the payah. So apparently Rabbi Yishmael holds the fact that it's completely unrecognizable at this point. Where's the chitim that we're growing? Doesn't matter, because shinui makes no difference. Again, this is yet another example of changes that are not precisely elements of, I mean, over here we're talking about something that does mamash ein la tov'im, but that no longer has a chiyuv of pe'ah. Amalei Rav Papa l'Abai. So Rav Papa said to Abai, do you honestly believe that ichpil kolani tanoi lashmina kebet shamai? What's with you? Now, according to you, you're saying what all of these tanoim agree shaloki ochata. They agree with Beit Shammai when we know that Beit Shammai b'makom Beit Hillel is a namishnah. And you're saying they're all on the Beit Shammai. Amalei, of course I'm not saying that, says Abaya. I hold, achika amre, lo nechukku Beit Shammai Beit Hillel b'davar zeh. I hold that this is not a machloket, and that everybody is moda that shinui is b'makomo omeid. Omar Rava, you know, I don't get any one of your rayot, okay? You're saying they all hold shinui mekom haomer. I don't see that any of these shitot hold shinui mekom haomer. It's certainly that you could prove that shinui mekom haomer. Nimai? Let me go through them one by one with you, okay? Dilma ad kad lo kom Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ata elabit seva. But I mean, we said, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda may be talking dafka about a case of a shinui that's choizel of riyato because you're able to bleach out the seva. So that's all that he might have been talking about. You don't know that he's talking about a tseva that's not going to be bleachable. So that's what does that have to do with shinui enokeinu? All it has to do with is that it's not called a shinui because there was no real change. So cross out Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, okay? Let's take the next case, Beit Shammai. You're claiming there's a shita of Beit Shammai that because of the fact that an etnan zonah that has changed, is still not kosher for the Mizbeach, that proves that it generally holds shinui b'mekom haomed. Nonsense. Ad kan lo kamer Beit Shammai atam ela legavah, mishum de'imis. I mean, there is the issue really kone over there? The issue is whether it's suitable on the Mizbeach of the Lord to bring something that essentially is a harlot's hire. It's inappropriate. So as long as it's associated on some level with a harlot's hire, the Torah is saying, Torvat Hashem l'kerem, sick of it, I don't want to see it. Who's to say that that means in general that shinui isn't kaina? It just means it's still associated with the original material. The outcome, lo kama Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov hatam, ela inyan beracha, and as Rabbi Yaakov suggested, when Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that ein zem bevarech ala mina eitz, that's because it's a mitzvah ba'aba avera. Who's to say that it has to do with shinui kaina? Something that you're going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with through doing an iser is completely inappropriate. V'ad kan lo kama Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hatam. Where did Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar say about the ganav, if he wants to, he can keep it? That's talking about hakhasha. It's hakhasha, that the animal now has been worked half to death. Nu. So take out a half a year and fatten it up again and turn it back to the way it was. Dohada. V'ad kan lo kama Rabbi Shimon hatam. What is Rabbi Shimon talking about? That peyah has to be taken even from the doe, perhaps. But that's a unique case, is it not? It's Elalinin Peah, Mishum Dichtiv, Ta'azov Yitera. Over there, the Torah repeats twice the same pasuk, La'aniv La'ger Ta'azovatam, one in Kedoshim and one in Emor, to teach me that there's an additional Chiyav of Aziva. What's the additional Chiyav of Aziva? That even if it was turned into dough, you should still be Yosef. There's a special halacha that the Torah was makbit when it comes to matanot aniyim. The Torah is very much more machmir in kesev of aniyim than it is in standard interactions. V'chitema ligmor mine, what are you going to say? You're going to say, let's learn it out from matanot aniyim. Matanot aniyim shayne, kidaboy Rabbi Yonatan. Look, clearly this is a unique situation with matanot Rabbi Yonim. And indeed, Rabbi Yonatan points out, the boy Rabbi Yonatan. We know Rabbi Yonatan asked in general, my time at the Rabbi Yishmol. What indeed is Rabbi Yishmol's logic about taking peyah from dough? Is it because he holds the kasava shinoi eno kone? Or maybe in general, de rabiyama kasava shinoi is kone? It's just this is a special case. Time out, Rabbi Yishmol, mishum dekasav shinui enokeinu. Wait, I don't understand how you're entertaining this. If you're telling me that maybe Rabbi Yishmol's svara is because generally all shinui enokeinu, so then what's this tazov yetera? I mean, I don't need that. You're saying in general, the fact that I turned chitim into a dough is irrelevant. So we don't need an extra pasuk to tell me you still have to take pay on. Why not? If you hold the general shinui is kona, then you need a special pasuk to tell me, don't think just because you made a shinui that then you don't have to give it to aniyim. But if you tell me all over, shinui is kona, is inner kona, so then why do I need the tazov yetera? Furthermore, I mean, according to the Rabbanan, we're certainly made that shinui is kona, right? So then, why do the tazov yetera, that we're saying over here, they're saying if Rabbi Shmuel holds it, generally shinui ainu kona. But how about if you're holding like all these rabbonim, where you're saying they definitely say that? So how would they explain the tazov yetera? According to them, why do I need the tazov yetera? Obviously, there's another meaning to that tazov yetera. I mean, otherwise, everybody's in trouble over here because the Torah is clearly saying normally shinui is kena. But I'm telling you in this case to ignore the dinner shinui kena. There must be another thing to do with tazov. And we, of course, know what that thing is. We've had this Gemara many times. We understood that earlier, that the Tazov Yeterah comes to tell me that a smart aleck doesn't get any kind of value. So a guy figures, you know what, I could save a heck of a lot of money by being mafkir my vineyard before I go to sleep. I'll wake up 4 o'clock in the morning before anybody hears about it. And before the Aniyim show up, of course. And I'll take the whole thing, and by then it'll be over. And they'll come to say to me, "Sir, what happened to the Pereth and the Oilalois and the Peah?" "What do you mean? I was like a mafker." So a mafker karmo, vishkim laboker, he gets up early in the morning before the Aniyim, and he does the bitzira on his kerem. Hasn't saved him a darn thing. He's still chayev in Pereth and Olalot and Shikha and in Peah. The only thing that he's parted from is maaser. But that's because it says the ta'azov yitera is the basis of an extra aziva. Either it's totally and completely hefker that people could have taken it. So in all of these cases, on some level it says ta'azov yitera. It repeats the literal word ta'azov. It tells me the mitzvah twice, or we learn it out of peah. But in all of them, there's an extra pasuk to teach me that it has to be completely mufkar before you're going to be potter. And the only place not is maaser, so fine. You put them in a maaser. But you'll still have to leave over all of the other matanot, which are peret, in the case of a vineyard. The peret is the actual single grapes. Ololot are a type of malformed cluster that don't have the proper shape of a cluster. Those are supposed to be behind shikha, where you accidentally left something behind, and peah itself. So all of these cases are potum and amaser. And even so, there's no tazov yetera. But does that have something to do with shinui kain? Nothing to do with shinui kain. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, which we take to mean, it means halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the way that Abaya was learning it. In other words, that indeed, the person who is makrish, he gets to keep the animal. So apparently you're saying that Shmuel is paskening, that Shinui is indeed like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and the way Reb Sheshes was explaining it is that the Hishpicha notel shivcho kakash amar lo arishol chalafanecha is that Shinui bimekomo made, and he, it's still the same animal. Press problem is miyomer Shmuel achi v'omer Shmuel in shamin lo lagana v'lo lagazlan ella l'nizikin. We learned before, if you recall, that this was benogea the question of who has to deal with the leftover nevela. Is that the problem of the nizik or is that the problem of the mazik? So over there we said the only place where we let a guy off and we say you just pay the difference. Let the nizik, the owner of the animal, let him deal with the carcass, and then he'll have to deduct the value of the carcass, the whole thing, and you just pay the difference. That's only for nizikin. But somebody went ahead and stole, and now he's going to come along and he says, "Oh well, here's the what's left. You know, I'll pay you the difference." No, there's no shuma. Now, if you're telling me there's no shuma for a ganav or a gazlan, then you're telling me basically that shinui is kainet, right? Because I mean, otherwise, what do you mean? There's no shuma. There's nothing to do with shuma. This is still your animal. This is your carcass. There's no change. Oh, wait, we're not talking about shuma. We're talking about this is yours. Now you want to sue me for the fact that when I took it, it was worth more? Good, fine, sue me. That's the gzela. But so obviously, if we're talking about a shuma, what we're saying is, no, siri, you stole a nice animal. This is not a nice animal. Shinui is kena. Now you want to give back this piece of garbage and only pay the difference? Absolutely not. But that's all based on shinui kena. So how can you paskin like a ba? We thought it meant like a bias understanding. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that shinui is bimekemomi. So look, I mean, if you're telling me that Bishop of Rava, okay. I mean, if you're telling me that the pshat in Reb Shimon ben Elazar, the Omar Kikom Reb Shimon ben Elazar Hatam, was only Hakrasha de Hadar, that is not a problem. Because the way Rava understood it, Reb Shimon ben Elazar also agrees Shinui is Kona. All he was saying is that in this particular case, since I could fatten up the animal again and make it what it was before, so because of that, it's not a Shinui. But obviously, when you have a carcass, I mean, then in that case, we would be dealing with Shumas. So we're saying we don't do a Shuma. Then I lokash, everything makes sense. But because then Kikom Lokar Reb Shimon Elazar is only talking about Shinui Mekomo Amid Be'Hakhasha Dohana. Whereas when Shmuel says, V'Kikom Shmuel Atam In Shamin, Lola Ganav, Lola Gazlan, Elan and Zikin, that's talking about Hakhasha Dohana. So over there, indeed, you have to get into the issue of whether we would be Shah. But according to Abaya, we got a problem, don't we? Abaya, the Omer Kikom Reb Shimon Ben Elazar, Be'Hakhasha Dohana Ka'amar. He's talking even about a case where it was Meta, or it was Nishbara, which we're saying that, well, we will not do a shuma. I mean, so then that means that Shinui is Kena. And he's saying, Rishman Lazar holds, Shinui is not Kena. Michael Amema. Abaye has a different understanding of Shmuel's psak. Abaye matnei hachi. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Not that halacha is Reb Shimon Elazar, but rather that Amru. People say halacha is Reb Shimon Elazar. I disagree. But there are those who pass like Shimon Elazar, but Enochinami, Lelo Sfirale. Shmuel himself obviously would not paskin like Shimon ben Elazar for all raya. Shmuel himself says that there's no din of shuma, which obviously, I mean, the only point of shuma is if Yelchi Biskin. Omer b'chir barava amar Rabbi Yochanan, you should know that dvar Torah gzela hanishtanet chozeret beinah, a gzela which is no longer what it was, still has to be returned. Shenemar ve'yishivat hagzela, take out the words asher gazal, because of anything that proves the opposite. So the correct verse is Shenemar ve'yishiv et hagzela mikol makom, whatever the gzela is, give back that gzela. Ve'im tomar mishnatenu. Just understand, how can you say such a thing? The Mishnah says, Beferish, that if you made a shino, you turned the Eitzim into a Kalim, so then you don't give back the actual body. So how do you explain the Mishnah? No, the Mishnah is a Derabbana. It's Mishum Takanata Shavim. We do not expect a Ganav to give things back, because if he gives things back as they are, it makes it very difficult to do Teshuvah. Yomer Rav Yochanan, you're telling me Rav Yochanan has said that? Doesn't Rav Yochanan say halakha k'stam mishnah? And the case that we had before that had to do with the stam mishnah, of course, was vutnan. Lo yispik litno lo acha tziva o patur. Just yesterday, that in a case where you were taking reishita geiz and the reishita geiz didn't have a chance to give it to the kohen before you did the tzvi'ah, so it says over there that you no longer give it to him. What does that have to do with Takanat HaShavim? Is that Takanat HaShavim over there? The guy wants to give Reshit HaGez. You're putting from Reshit HaGez. Why are you putting from Reshit HaGez? Because there was no Tziruv. Because by the time you got the fifth one, you had already died the other one. No. So you say, how can Rabbi Yochanan argue on that if Rabbi Yochanan paskins Kistam Mishnah? So obviously it's not talking about a Takanat HaShavim. It's talking about Mikra Adin. Omar Lohu, Omi Rabbonin, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. A certain one of the Talmidim, his name was Rabbi Yaakov, he said over that, I know the answer to that from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself explained that. The Didimi Farshali Minei Rabbi Yochanan, that the understanding over here, if my understanding of the Mishnah is, the case in this Mishnah, as we said earlier, is that you took not raw wood, you took lumber, and you screwed it together to make a little box for a plant. Now all you need to do is unscrew it. So it's Avelei Shinui HaChozer LeBriyato. So there is where Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a Shinui HaChozer LeBriyato. That indeed is considered to be Binat Terah. Enochinami. It's Chozer Beinea, but that's because it never was a Shinui. It was Nishtanet, but that's not called a Shinui if it's Chozer LeBriyato. Turn around, boy. Hagazlanim umlavei beribit sheichziru. A gazlan who, or, we'll see later on, this is and or. There's a case in which the mlavei beribit explains what we mean by gazlan. So they collected money in interest payments. Now they're coming to return that money. Ein mekabli mehem. We do not accept that money from them. Va mekabel mehem ein ruach hachamim nocha imena. And if you accept the money, it's an indication that you are not an individual. This is how Rashi learns me that. I simply learn the Chachomim don't approve. We'll get there. The Chachomim don't approve of what you're doing. Rashi learns the Ruach Chachomim is not within him. No, amen. It doesn't come from within him. It doesn't lie within him. It's a sign that he's not a serious person that understands life and wants to do what's right. So now, I mean, this is a rather strange kind of thing to say. Somebody has done an Isser, wants to pay back the money that he took the Isser, that you don't take it from him. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Bimei Rebbe Nishnet Mishnazo. This Mishnah was said, Bimei Rebbe. Now, of course, we have many, many examples, which all the Rishonim talk, what is this supposed to mean? You don't take. So there's a lot of approaches. The Rabbeinu Tam's approach here is that this was a unique takona, which was made during the lifetime of Rebbe, not as a permanent takona, but because of social requirements, in which people, it was a mass teshuva movement, in which there had been a long period in which people were not makbid on things like ribit and taking things that don't belong. And therefore, this is referring to that unique situation. The Re learns that it's referring to all times, but to a unique situation of gazlanim and milavei ribit, not someone who stole, but someone whose entire life has been as part of the mafia, and who basically has nothing in his life but what he stole. His entire life was being a banker, which is the same thing, and has nothing but what he stole, right? So those cases, in Archinami, it makes it impossible for a guy to do teshuvah if people are going to accept the money from him. So that's a unique situation. Furthermore, the question is over here when it says, that's a major issue, when it says not to accept from him. We're going to see later on that that's only if he comes, this is the way the Torah understands, the Gemara to come, I'll talk about it at the time. That's only if he says, look, I took this money from you, and I'm chayav to give it back to you. So then you say, no, it's okay. You know, you just do teshuvah. If the guy says, no, I understand that the Rabbanah made a takanat ha-shavim, but I'm uncomfortable with keeping, I want to be yotzi yedei shamayim, I want to be a clean, then he's not coming back to give it to you as a chiyav of his original hashava, which they were perhaps mafkia. So then, enochinami, you should take it. But it's a question of his attitude. I mean, if furthermore, I mean, the other shaila is like this. And when they say that is that just a way to act in chassidut, but it's up to you? Or were they actually mafkia the money from you? Now, some of the Rishonim point out, if they were mafkia the money from you, so then the whole thing is a joke. The guy isn't really doing teshuvah. The best thing to do is to take advantage of the general amnesty. Great! All I have to do is say, I am a Baal teshuvah. I would like to repay everything I've ever taken. No, it's okay. We wouldn't take money for Baal. Oh, really? Oh, thank you. I mean, so that's ridiculous. So obviously there has to be at least the option that if you want to, you can take it. So the guy's taking a risk and coming along saying he wants to be a Baal Tshuva. Oh, very good. Thank you. I was missing that money. Wait, hey, no, you were supposed to say. I wasn't supposed to say anything. Give me my money. So over there it still remains a viable teshuva, because I mean, the guy never knows. Okay. Again, these are all issues that are discussed bein harishonim, and we'll see later on where the Torah gets his psak, that it depends what the interaction is. Now, there's also a shita, the Balei HaTosfos, of which we say that it depends. In other words, if what we're talking about, all the other cases where we say what the din is, shinui, kaina, not kaina, and so on and so on, that's talking about where a guy was caught by the cops. Or where the Bezdin knows. Over there, there's no, what do we takanat ha-shavim? We got it, we take it. What we're talking about is only a case where the person is coming, al tshuva, we never would have been able to even know about this thing. So the guy's saying, look, you know, 15 years ago I found your wallet and I didn't give it back to you and so on. Okay, over there it's a unique kind of situation where I'm only coming al tshuva. But where the original chiyav remains, there would be, of course, no change, just because of what we're going to give him off to be nice to him because he's a gazlan. That makes no sense. So again, there, ask the other Rishonim. So then it's always good to take advantage of the amnesty. Then it kicks in the sheet of the Rishonim that say that, of course, it doesn't mean we're mafkia the money from you. It means that we expect you to be a nice guy. But if you're not a nice guy, then the guy's going to have to pay up. And therefore, there's no room for harama because there is no general amnesty. There's just the chance that maybe you'll get off of it to make life easy. What? Stop stealing. Tshuva, there's two different issues. There's tshuva and there's kapara. You're talking about undoing your evil. Undoing your evil, that's talking about the guy says, I want to undo what I did. Then you can take it from him. But if you're saying that tshuva, that as long as he keeps the money, there's no azivat achet, that's not true. Those Rishonim are saying there is an azivat achet because of our takana, even though he's still holding on to the money, he was still ozev the chet of stealing. That's the chiddush. He wants a kapora, and he says, but I want to be metaken what I did. So then, enochinami, take the money from him. But those are two completely different issues that are very well defined in Hilchot Teshuvah. If we're going to say that a guy never is ozev the chet if he says, I won't steal again, that's wonderful, you won't steal again. You're stealing right now. You have that guy's money. You haven't given it. What do you mean you won't steal again? So, Legabe, that issue, we could say it's still considered to be an aziva. You see? Okay, so there's two completely different levels. One of kapara and one of aziva. Right. There's no Beit HaMikdash. You can't bring a korban. So the kapara he's not going to get. What are you going to say? Therefore, he can't do teshuva. He can still do teshuva. And he'll still be a tzaddik. But he's a tzaddik that has this taint in him that affects him, obviously, for the rest of his life. It's like everything. There's a lot of things that you can change. A lot of things you can't change. You know that old poem? Give me the... Okay, let's not give up. So this was a story that happened to be made Rebbe, that they made this takana. What was the mice? The Tanya. Maaseh, it all started from a particular case. Obviously, this doesn't mean that it was only because of this one case, but this was an indication of the social necessities at the time of Rebbe that came to the attention of the Beit Din. So there was a Maaseh, Adam Echad, Shebikesh La'asot Teshuvah. There was a certain guy, and obviously this was a famous mafia fellow, and he wanted to do Teshuvah, and... He tells his wife he's going to do teshuva. His wife says to him, you idiot. I'm going to do teshuva. If you do teshuva, we're finished. You don't have anything. I feel avneite noshach. You don't even have a belt. Forget about pants. Well, how are you going to walk outside and do teshuvah? V'nimna v'lo asat teshuvah. So he didn't do teshuvah. You always listen to the good woman. And therefore, be'ota sha'am ruach gazlanim u'melavei ribiyot shechziru ein mekabli mehen v'amekabel mehen ein ruach hachamim nochaim enu. Meitve. Question is from the following halacha of Yerusha. A man dies leaving to his children a massive bank account filled with money that was taken illegally as interest. Even though the children know that all of that money is ribit, they don't have to return it because the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda, of Hashavat Gezeila, or of paying, which applies to Ribit as well, is a chiyuv on the person who took it. It's not a chiyuv on the money, it's a chiyuv on the individual. So they're not mechuyev to give it back, but that means inuhu delo. It's the heirs who don't have to give it back, which I assume is why we're talking about the guy died. But if the man would still be alive, the av ha'avim chayav lachzir. The father would have to give it back. No, you're missing the point over here, says the Gemara. Bedinu davim nami eno chayav lachzir. What we're saying is that if this indeed took place after the Takon of Rebbe, or according to Rabbi Tam, during the time of the Takon of Rebbe, so then eno chinami, the father also wouldn't have to give back. The only reason that we opened up the discussion here of them is because of the continuation, which is a great chiddush. Adik tani bedinu is because we should gaboy lamat neseifa. We want to say the continuation, which runs as follows, that if hiniach lem avihem, parav, v'talit, v'chol davar ha-misuyam, then chayavim la'achzir mipnei kavod avihem. If the father left something identifiable, so then, in Ochinami, it's a tremendous pegam in the whole family. So in other words, they're going to be walking around with so-and-so's famous Gap coat, you know. Oh, look, there's Joe's coat that little mamzer stole. It's a good thing he dropped dead. I mean, so they want that to be said about their father all the time? Or there's Joe's Torah that their father stole. Good thing he dropped dead. I mean, so there we're mechayev them to give it back because we don't want people relating to their father for all times in that way. And a child is mechayev to be mechabit his parent. So since we want to talk about the din of the heir, tanareshan ami bididuli, we start off discussing the case where it's only money and not identifiable as an object, as a davar mesuyam. Wait a minute. If their father is that kind of guy, why do they have to give him any kavod? I thought the din is one is only mechabed a parent that keeps mitzvot. Mipnei kavod avihem chayavim la'achzir. Such a person has to be makbid on the kavod of a parent. Akrei kan, shall I not apply here the pasuk v'nasi be'amcha lo ta'or bo'oseh ma'aseh amcha? Why does it say be'amcha? That somebody who follows the values of Yisrael, he is not to be cursed if he's a Nasi. But if he doesn't follow the values, he's not Oseh Ma'aseh Amcha, and he steals or takes ribit, there's no chiyuv in kavod. So why do we say that they should care about their father's kavod? Well, that's Kedamar of Pinchas. We're talking about the case where the father did teshuvah before he died. So now they have something, now their father's a tzaddik. The father's a tzaddik, and they have to worry about him. So how can I be b'shas teshuvah? Understand, if he did teshuvah, why didn't he return the Gap coat? I mean, you say he's also teshuvah, that's pretty funny teshuvah. He's still stealing. So, he also teshuvah, my boy Gabe, he boy Leila Duri, why didn't he return it? Shaloi speak, lachzir ha-chemet, he died suddenly, he was planning on returning it. So, Enoch Hinami, that would be the only case. Tashma, ha-gazlanim, u'melavei b'ribit, afa-pishe gavu, people that are gazlanim, or lenders on interest, even though they've already collected, they still have to return. Magzirin. What do you mean? Gazlonim. Collected. What's collected? I mean, either they are gazlonim, in which case they stole it, or they're not gazlonim. So what's gazlonim? Mashigovu. What's the mashigovu? You gozo, lo gozo, lo gozo. No, what we mean is hagazlonim. Defined as, my neo. What do we mean by gazlonim? Bankers. That are malavi baribi. So they're afa pishigavu, even though they've already collected the money. But they're magzirin. I thought you said that Rebbe was metaken that they're not magzir. No, it means magzirim. They ain't mekablimia. Understand? If we're not going to be makabel, then lama magzirim. So then what are you saying, Magzirim? Magzirim, you're telling me you're not supposed to take the money, but they should give you the money, but you're not taking the money. I mean, how does that work? Latzeit yedei shamayim. So now here is where the Torah gets its psak, say the Nisei Kehelim. What does the Gemara mean? What, it's a little formal dance that we go through? I am doing teshuva, here is the money. No, you're doing teshuva, we don't take the money. Yes, but I wish nonetheless to give you the money. No, I am a tzaddik and will not take your money. Thank you, goodbye. Now, does that make sense? So obviously there's two levels. Machzirin, if they come to give it back, then in Makablamiya. If they say, but I want to be mitzchaper, and I'm a chassid, I want you to take it, not because I owe it to you. I understand that you've been meichel, or the chazal were mitakin, depending on how we understand it, but I want a tikkun. So then Makablamiya, and that's exactly the way the Torah paskets. Toshma, haroim, vahagabaim, veamochsim, teshuvatan kasha. So here we have roim. Generally, shepherds will allow. Gabaim means gabaim of mas. People that worked for mas achnasa. I mean, anyone who works for mas achnasa obviously is going to have a hell of a time in hell. So haroim, these are people that allow their animals now to graze loosely. They're not makpits. The animals go into other people's fields. Now, do they remember every field the animals went into that they're going to be able to do teshuva and pay the guy back? A guy was working for Mazach Nasai, he remembers every person that he drove crazy and stole money from. He's not going to remember.
Yeah, it's not for his own benefit.
No, it is for his own benefit. It means that they take percentages. And Amochsim, I mean, that's the bonus, exactly. So these are the famous meches collectors, where it depends what it is they had for breakfast, how much meches they take, and so on. So the Mochsim, teshuvatan kasha, because they're not going to remember to return it to. They give back to people that they can remember, but Lamaisa, they're not going to be able to return. I thought you said they don't have to return. So why does it say they give back? You said they don't have to give back. Well, no, it means they give back. So then again, I understand. So why are they giving it back? That's same idea. The question is, but here you can't get away with saying that teretz. Because then, what are you saying? It's hard for them to do teshuva. It's hard for them to do teshuva. Anyway, this is only Lotzei Tzidei Shamayim. So if they want to be Yosef Vesachet, they can be Yosef Vesachet, which Shaykh Tzuvatan Kasha. They're not Mechuyev to be Ma'azir. Does that make sense? Not to mention, by the way, that it's not even true. Because it says, Beferish Vaod Amar Seifa, Vishain Ma'akirin, people that they don't know. So what do? Yasemim Tzorchit Tzibor. They should take the money and they should use it for public works. And Rav Chist explains for public water works. Borot, Shechino, Ma'arot. I thought you said, you're understanding it that they should go through the motion. This is not going through the motion. This is paying a good money for waterworks. So why? I ain't mazirin, so forget about it. But don't try to tell me that it means they only go through the motions. You're right. Ela lo kasha. What we're going to have to say is that this was said, kodem takana. So enochinami, kodem takana. It's true. But kam liacha takana. Mashenke, now we're talking about, here, it's talking about after the takana. But anyway, look, you know, Reb Nachman made things very clear. It's not as simple as you think. Hashdom Reb Nachman, that the whole takana was only talking about b'she'en gizela kayemet. Of course you have to give it back if it's there. You don't have to give it back if it means you have to pay it out of your thing. And we're going to ask about the belt or the pants of that other guy. We're going to ask about that in a moment. But so if the gizela is kayemet, so then it's talking about, of course you would have to give it, b'she'en gizela kayemet. So then the questions that you ask are no questions. I mean, then you could say, I mean, what we're talking about, Tshuvatan Kasha, is where there's what to return. Well, I thought she said that the case of the guy that we made the takana for was the guy who was going to lose his pants. We still say in English, right? He's going to lose his pants if he does teshuva. And then we said, well, and it's because of that they made the takana. So I mean, he's not going to lose his pants. But I thought if the pants are here, so then he will lose his pants. So what good is that? So then Reb Nachman doesn't make any sense. Reb Nachman is saying that the very case that the takana was made for, the takana didn't apply. I mean, that's a little strange, isn't it? The avnet, the gzela kayemeti. No, his wife didn't mean that the guy went around shoplifting. I mean, he wasn't a small-time shoplifter. The guy was a major banker. So now he used the money to buy his pants. That's what she means. So she means if you're going to end up using all of our money to pay things back, we're not going to pay anything. That's a pshat. My avne, may avne. So wait a second. What about the famous case? This is crazy. The classic case of Takanat HaShavim is what? Where a guy stole a beam. The beam wasn't changed. It was called Takanat Marish. Was the original Takanat HaShavim. So over there, he took a beam. The beam is completely there. And he puts it into the top of his beautiful 18-foot ceiling. And now he would have to tear down the house, give back the beam. The Rabbanan said, no, it's okay. Don't tear down the house. I thought Rabbi Nachman said, if the Gzela is Kayemet, then you do have to return it. You're making me crazy here. V'chol Eichet Gzela Kayemet Lo Avad Rabbanan Takanta? You're saying, the Rabbanan, don't make a takona where the Gzela is still there. Of course you have to give it back. I mean, the main takona was originally Morish. Vare Morish, the Gzela Kayemeti. Utznan, it says, Beferish, that we had earlier in the Mishnah. One of the takanot were ala Marisha Gazul. If you stole a large beam, and you were b'na'o b'vira, you built it into your beautiful home, that you do not have to return it, that you could pay yito damav, b'bnei takanat ha-shavim. So where does Reb Nachman get the idea that Rabbanu wouldn't make a takana on a gzela kayemet? No, that doesn't say they would never make a takana. Shaine hatam, obviously that's a special case, because since you're going to have to tear down the whole house over there, you're going to end up losing much more than the gzela that you stole. There they made a takanat ha-shavim. So the kivadikab say to the bira, he's going to lose his whole house. Shavi Rabbanu kedaleta. The Rabbanu simply said, something built into a house is not considered to be a gzela kayemet. That's all. So not going to say the overall takana of Rabbi is where the thing is considered to be a gzela kayemet. But Marish is not a good example at all. All right, so we end up now with a machloket as to whether all of these shitot indeed are expressive of a general idea of shinoi nakeine, or whether in fact shinoi is keine. It's just that we have particular cases where there are cases of shinoi shechazel vriato on different levels. Maybe even Seva is called Chozer Lebriato. Obviously, we found different levels, and we found different levels of Shinui. Nafkamina, of whether you plucked something clean by shaking it out, or you were combing it, Alibin Rabbi Shimon, or perhaps, according to everybody, Nafkamina between washing something or using sulfur on something, different types of coloration, sometimes that you can get off, sometimes that you can't get off. So the question of Shinoi Keina is not all that clear yet to us. We see there's different types. And, of course, we have to worry about the Takanin Rabbanan of Takanat HaShavim, where, whether Shinoi Bechalal or Shinoi Chozer L'Vriato, they allowed the Gazlan to get away with the Gezela, and perhaps not to pay at all of us to be Metakein, which was Bimei Rebbe. Maybe that's Nogea Kol Haderes, maybe not, Machlokes Rishonim. And the cases of the Takanat HaShavim, such as Takanas Morish, or the ability to pay back instead of having to actually give back the Chayfetz. So we still have a lot of things, we've got a lot of balls up in the air, which we're going to have to continue throughout the parish.
What is Bernie
made of? Omar Abai, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Beit Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shmo, Kulus Sfirlu, Shinui ben Mekomo, Omeid. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Hade Amoran, in terms of the Tseva, Libra Rabbi Shimon. Beit Shammai Mai Detanya Blagabe Etnan Zona Natan Lachitim Bet Nanavi Asan Solet Zaitim Asan Shemin Anavim Asan Yai Toni Choda Asur Vatani Rav Mutar Vam Rav Yosef. The explanation of the apparent inconsistency is Toni Gurion Demi Asparak Beit Shammai Osinu Bet Yelamatirim Umay Taim Rav Beit Shammai Amakro Gam Shneyem Is Rabot Shinoyehem Beit Hillel Omer Amakro Shneihem, hem, lo shinuyehem. Ubeit Shammai, aktiv hem, ubi boileihem velo vlodotehem. Ubeit Hillel, tarte shamat mina hem, velo shinuyehem, hem velo vlodotehem. But what about gam? Beit Hillel, nami aktiv gam, lebeit Hillel kasha. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, mai detani. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, amare shigazal sa shachitim tachana la shaf, avi frishmi anachala, kitzad mevorech, hain ze mevorech ala menaitz, ve'al ze omer botze haberech, nietz Hashem. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, ma'i detan. Kalav ze amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, ko shevach shishbiach gazlan, yado al yona, ratza dotel shevacho, rotze omer lo ha-reishel chalafanecha. What the heck, Micah Omer? Omer shishachik omer, ishbicha dotel shevacho, ki chesh omer lo ha-reishel chalafanecha, deshinu vimekomo omeid. So then, how do you explain the ishbiach? Afilu ishbiach nami? Ami, that's v'bnei takanat ha-shavim. Rabbi Shimon, ma'i detanya. Mitzvat peyah ala frish bin akama, loy frish bin akama frish bin omari, loy frish bin omari me frish bin akriyat shalom mircho. If the kri was already mircho, he still has to be ma'afrish, but first ma'asir v'noten lo. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel omru, why stop there? Af ma'afrish min ha'isa v'noten lo. Omale Rav Papa Labaye, are you trying to tell me that ichpo kol ani tanoi la shvinik beit shamayim? Omale, no, I'm trying to tell you, okay, kama lo, nechlo beit shamayim betelo, but everybody agrees. Omar Rav, amimai. I don't see any of these cases being persuasive. Dilmahat kan lo kamar Reb Shimon Elazar atam ala b'tseva, but that's because it's a shina chazal b'riyato, because yachol aviru ayidei tzofen. At kan lo kamar Beit Shammai atam ala l'gavoa mishum de'imis. V'at kan lo kamar Reb Elazar ben Yaakov atam ala yim broch. Okay, obviously it's a mitzvah bo be'avera. V'at kan lo kamar Reb Shimon Elazar atam ala b'akhasha do'hada, because it's not really a shinui. V'at kan lo kamar Reb Yishmael atam ala yim peya, that's because it's moment on Niyam in the Torah, wrote the Tazov Yeterach, v'chitem aligmor minei, amin matana, tariyim shayni, ki the boy Rabbi Yonatan, my time in the Rabbi Yishmael, is it mishum de kasav ha-shino yin ha-kone, or de Rabbi Yama kasav ha-shino kone v'ocha mishum de ktiv Tazov Yeterach, I don't get it. Im tim sram ha-time in the Rabbi Yishmael, mishum de kasav ha-shino yin ha-kone, what's the point of the Tazov Yeterach, the Kata Rachmana, lomali. Not to mention the fact that according to Rabbanan, that argues that the Tazov Yeterach, the Kata Rachmana, lomali. No, there's another usage for the Tazov, the Kiritanya. Hamafkir kamo vishkim laboker, before the Aniyim get there, ubatzro, he's still chayev beperet balal b'shichot peyah. The only thing that the Hefker did for him was patur min ha-maaser. In all of those cases, it's the Tazov Yeterach. Omer v'yadom Shmuel alok Reb Shimon Elazar. What? Miyom Shmuel achi? I thought Shmuel said ain't shamin lo lagana v'lo lagazun el nezikin. Which means that obviously Shinui is kaina, and now we don't do a shuma. Then of course everything is fine. Lokash, kikamer look, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is talking about Shinui. Come home, is dafke ba kasha da'ada, because not really a Shinui. Kikamer Shmuel hata made shaman lo lagana ve lo lagazan lenezekin is talking about where the animal died or the pitcher broke or whatever. It's a kasha da'ada. Elo la abaya dona kikamer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar ba kasha da'ada ke'oma. So ma'ikel meima. Well, Abai has a slightly different gerusa in Shmuel. He's about the Achi. Amrav Yadon Mishmuel, Amru, Alachak Rav Shimon Elazar. Not that he himself said Alachak Rav Shimon Elazar. And indeed, for Shmuel himself, Leilo Sfirale. Amrav Pia Barava, Amrav Yochanan, you should know that the Dvar Torah, Gzela Nishtadet, is still Chazer Beinea, Shema Vishimita Gzela, Mikom Akom. Ah, you'll say, so why does the Mishnah talk about now that he just pays Kishata Gzela? That's mishum takanata shavim. Umiyom Rabbi Yochanan achi. I thought Rabbi Yochanan always passes kistam mishnah, and the stam mishnah says lo yispik l'tnolo achet tzva'o by the reshit ageiz his potter. Amalu aumi rabbanan Rabbi Yaakov Shmei l'didimi farshel mineid Rabbi Yochanan. It's talking about it. The mishnah gom shikazali timishufin vasam kelim. That's all Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. He didn't mean that Shinui wouldn't be kone. He means Shinoi, that's Chazal Briyato Zenokone. And then we have the Darabona. Ton Darabona. Agazlanim umela vebri bichich zero im mekabli mehem va mekabel mehem beid ruach hachamim noche emena. Omer amenu. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Bimei Rebbe nishnet mishnah zo. Detanya maase ba'adam echad shebikesh lasot teshuvah. Amar lo ishto, you're out of your mind. Im ata ose teshuvah afilo avnei denor shalcha. Venimna v'lo ose teshuvah. Ba'ota sha'am amru agazonimu melavei v'ribiot shechziru ein mekablim yem mekablim yem minuach hachamim nochem en meitvei. Hiniach lem aviyem ma'ot shalribit afa pishen yodim shem shalribit ein chayvim lachzir. Now that's clearly only the heirs. Inu delo. But if the father hadn't died, chayav lachzir. No. Bedinu davim nami eno chayav lachzir. The reason we're talking about heirs is mishum degaboy lemitnei seifa. Hiniach lem aviyem parav etalit v'chol davar mesuyam chayavim lachzir mishum kvod aviyem. So because of that generation, amit bedidu. Mipnei kvod aviyem chayavim lachzir. Why protect the covet of a ganav? Ikre kam nasi ba'amcha lo to'or davke ba'oseh ma'aseh amcha. That's Kiryam Rabbiqas, because Yasa Tshuva. This case also is talking about Yasa Tshuva. So Yasa Tshuva, how come he didn't return now the things? My boy Gabe, boy Leila Dure, it means he died before he had a chance. So he speaks like Zerachime, Toshma. Gazaninum, Melave, Bribitafa, Pishigavu, Magzim, Gazanim. What do you mean, Govu? Mashi Govu, Yika. Either it was Gozo, or it wasn't Gozo. See, Gozo, Gozo, Lo Gozo, Lo Gozo. Ela Ima ha Gazanim, meaning, my new, Melave, Ribiyod. Alpha Pisha Gavu Marzirim. Yeah, Marzirim, but ain't Makablimia. Come on, man. So Lama Marzirim. Let's say Jide Shamay. Toshma Haroim Vagabaim Vamoksim Teshuvatan Kasha Umarzirim Lamakirim. Since you have to be Marzir. Amra, yeah, Marzirim ain't Makablimia. So then Lama Marzirim. Let's say Jide Shamay. See, Yachia Mai Teshuvatan Kasha. The old Ema Seifa says you really pay. Because She'in Makrim Yaseh Mehem Tzorchei Tzibur. V'yom Rav Chisda, that refers to Barot Shekinu Ma'arot. Ela, we're going to be forced to say, Lokasha. Kan kodem takana, kan liacha takana. The truth is that Hash the Omer of Nachman, that the whole takana was only b'she'in gezelaka yemed, so then there's no problem. You could say, yidi vidi lacha takana, v'lokasha. Kan b'gezelaka yemed, v'kan b'gezel she'in gezelaka yemed. But wait a minute, the original takana of Rebbe was for a guy who was going to lose his pants. So the avnet, which means that the gezela is kayemet. She didn't mean literally his pants. May avnet is what she meant. Of course, it wasn't really a belt; it was a garter. They call echad gezela kayemet lo ovad rabbanan takanta. What about morish? Are morish gezela kayemet if it's not ala morish agazul she ben ovad vira? She told the ma vimteta kadata shavim shanehata. Even the Kipseda, the Bira, Shavyu Rabbanan, as if it's Kidaleta.